Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Private emails, deleted emails, and no science behind anything that they were telling us to do. That's what we've learned from the National Institutes of Health. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Thank you for being here today. Appreciate it very, very much. So first of all, we know that there was no science behind 6 feet of social distancing. We know that. That was all made up. They just made that up. They made this up and they had no... But why did they make it up? Why? What was the reason, you think? Well, let's think about it. First of all, think about it from this perspective. The teachers union, we know, controlled the school reopening guidance. Their collusion with the CDC, their collusion with the National Institutes of Health. And how do you have kids 6 feet apart and have classes open? Can't do that. Teachers unions did not want to be back in the classroom. So even with masks, even with whatever, they didn't want to be back in. So that's where they came up with 6 feet. 6 feet is made up. It was actually, they used that in the movie Contagion, which was a pre-pandemic movie that was pretty good, actually. They used it in that movie, stay 6 feet apart. So basically, they got this 6 feet from a movie? I mean, is that what happened? But it's way worse what we've learned from the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic. A staff-level memo exposing allegations of wrongdoing and illegal activity by Dr. Fauci's senior advisor, Dr. David Morins. New emails included in the memo incriminate Dr. Morins in undermining the operations of the U.S. government, unlawfully deleting federal COVID-19 records, using a personal email to avoid the Freedom of Information Act, repeatedly acting unbecoming of a federal employee, likely lying to Congress on multiple occasions. In fact, here's some of the correspondence. I can either send stuff to Tony on his private Gmail or hand it to him. I suggest Arthur try to interview Tony directly and connected him to our secret back channel. Who's Tony? Well, that would be Anthony Fauci, Asanto Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor. You always have to say that by law, of course. Tony, go back channel. Tony, private Gmail, secret back channel emails. Dr. Fauci was potentially aware of and may have engaged in undermining U.S. government operations by assisting Dr. Morin's efforts to back-channel internal National Institutes of Health information to EcoHealth Alliance President Dr. Peter Daszak. Peter, I'll be meeting with Tony about this later on. They were all trying to cover their tracks here. The NIH FOIA office allegedly taught Dr. Morins how to delete federal records. Then, Dr. Morins admitted to deleting his email correspondence with EcoHealth Alliance. I learned from our FOIA lady how to make emails disappear. Wow! We can make emails disappear. How fun is that, huh? Huh, kids? I think it's fun. You just make emails disappear. It's like that junk commercial. We can make junk disappear. Dr. Morins routinely instructed others, including EcoHealth Alliance President Peter Daszak, to correspond with his personal email instead of his at NIH email in an effort to avoid FOIA. So you and Peter and others should be able to email me on Gmail only. Understand what this is. This is a coordinated effort to break federal law here, to hide the truth from the American people, and to put this stuff out there in a way that they would only be able to see it for themselves so that they can turn around and they can decide what information they wanted you to hear and what information they wanted to cover up. This is what they were doing. That's what these people were doing. And it gets worse. Dr. Morin shared confidential internal information that had the potential to undermine the operations of the U.S. government with his best friend, EcoHealth Alliance president, and at NIH grantee, Dr. Daszak. Dr. Morin's forwarded an email marked for official use only. And in that, these documents. I'm having trouble with the home Gmail. Let me make sure you got them. All right, U.S. government related emails, and they were forwarding them to Gmail. All these incredibly important documents that had to do with the funding of gain of function research. Wow. Dr. Morins asked Dr. Daszak for monetary reimbursement, specifically a kickback for his assistance in editing EcoHealth Alliance's grant compliance efforts. However, evidence is yet to confirm this allegation. Do I get a kickback? Ha ha. Too much effing money. Ha ha ha. Dr. Morins engaged in inappropriate and disrespectful behavior that is unbecoming a representative of the United States government, writing things like, well, she does wear a skirt. Best delivered by a blonde nymphomaniac. Get a mattress that will take more of a pounding. Do these people learn from the Joe Biden school of decorum? Hey, she marry a girl with lots of sisters, am I right? You can take turns with them. Excuse me. Sorry, I told you I'm fighting a terrible cold here. I apologize. There's a cough button, but not a sneeze button. Kids. So what happens? Our house is a petri dish. You remember what it's like having young kids, right? And summer colds are the worst, because at least in the winter you can prepare for them. When you get a summer cold, and you're just like, I don't know. I mean, it's too nice out. I got to go outside, but no, it's just, you know. The At COVID Selects full memo titled Allegations of Wrongdoing and Illegal Activity by Dr. David Morins. Would you like to hear some of this? I think you would. Previous witness testimony and documents in the custody of the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic raised serious questions regarding potential wrongdoing and illegal activity by Dr. David Morins, senior advisor to National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, former director Dr. Anthony Fauci. Now, if you remember, there was testimony and documents that were given to the committee going back to June of 2023, December of 2023, and January 18th of 2024, where Dr. Morins testified at transcribed interviews before the Select Subcommittee. And then April, they subpoenaed him to get documents from his personal email accounts. He produced approximately 30,000 or more pages of responsive documents after the subpoena. Here's what we learned. Dr. Fauci may have conducted official business via personal email. Evidence in possession of the Select Subcommittee suggests that Dr. Morins knowingly transmitted official records to Dr. Fauci via his personal email. If true, this raises serious questions of whether Dr. Fauci took part in a conspiracy amongst the highest levels of National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases to hide official records regarding the origins of COVID-19. Dr. Morins stated that he had access to Dr. Fauci's personal email and, in fact, would conduct official business via Dr. Fauci's personal email. We have all the goods here on this. Dr. Morin's used personal email accounts to avoid accountability and transparency. That was the intent. The intent was to hide this stuff. It was to avoid transparency of the American people. That's what they were trying to do. I have to let Tony know, but I've not spoken to him directly. There are things I can't say, except Tony is aware, and I've learned that there are ongoing efforts within NIH to steer through this with minimal damage to you, Peter, and colleagues, to NIH and NIAID. No guarantees, but let us hope. I imagine this will be handled at the level of Francis and Tony within NIH, and I don't expect to be in the loop. I don't have any insight into what happened or how it happened, but the fact that your termination letter came from Building 1, that is the NIH Director's Office, and not from NIAID is telling. Whatever's going on, I very much doubt that Tony would willfully throw you under the bus. Please try to send only to my Gmail. This is great. David Morin's to Gerald Cush. Jerry, my private Gmail account is where I sent this from, after forwarding to myself from my NIH account. Please send only to my Gmail, as we were doing a couple weeks ago. But I messed up a few times and sent from my NIH account because on my phone, the two are merged. And then when you respond by hitting reply, it goes to NIH. After some recent issues, I'm going to try to strictly use only my Gmail in these discussions. That is @redacted@gmail.com. I mean, they redacted the email address. It's not @redacted. That would be good, though. In addition to using a personal email to avoid FOIA, Dr. Morin's also stated that the NIH FOIA office assisted in these attempts to shield official records from the American public. Hey, Tony, Jerry, with the help of our IT folks and everything over here, we're looking at this, some of the things here, and we're going to be able to use Gmail. Basically, Gmail is now safe from FOIA. The Freedom of Information Act. Thus, it should be safe to communicate safely with you, Peter, and others as long as we use my private Gmail. Isn't that something? I ask you both that nothing, in all caps, nothing gets sent to me except to my Gmail, and make sure what gets sent to my Gmail doesn't have a CC to another government employee who could be FOIA'd. You don't want to get FOIA'd. Hey, Jerry, Tony, not for nothing. Nobody wants to get FOIA'd over here, am I right? Eh? Am I right? On another subject, I think I have the info and input from IT that I need to be able to communicate safely using only, all caps, Gmail. More on that later. But I learned the tricks from an old friend, Marge Moore, who heads our FOIA office and also hates FOIA. You know, the people in government hate Freedom of Information Act requests. It's why in New Jersey recently I told you there was that bill that passed that would open you up for lawsuits if you were a pain in the neck to your town or county government or any government entity with trying to get Open Public Records Act requests. Open Public Records Act requests in New Jersey are the equivalent to FOIA requests on the national level. And all the good conservatives voted against that bill because it would, again, intimidate the public into not asking questions of their government. Because these people hate when you hold them accountable. They hate accountability. Whether it's the FOIA or the Public Records Act, whatever, these bureaucrats hate accountability. They think they're better than you, they're smarter than you, and they don't want you knowing what they're doing because they think it's for your own good. And doesn't this sound like a bunch of mobsters behind closed doors coordinating to keep the information away from the public so that nobody finds nothing out, you know? Hey, my friend Marge. Yeah, Marge hates FOIA, but she used to head the FOIA office. She hates it, so she taught me how to get around FOIA. Eh? It's like having somebody on the inside. Am I right? I'm right. Got her on the inside. Inside job. Incidentally, Tony and I and a few other people, we all got a huge FOIA yesterday, including any and all documents, emails, etc., that mention the words Wuhan or WIV. It appears that this comes from folks tied to politics who specifically want to know about anything NIH has to do with the WIV. So this is why they didn't want to get any of this to be on government emails, because then they would have to turn all this stuff over. But if it's on their private Gmail, they can get around it. Jerry, Tony, I got my FOIA girl over here. Eh? And the FOIA girl says, here's how you get around it, right? Here's what you do. You create a Gmail account and you only email through Gmail. Got it? Eh? For example, I think there's important things. Since there is nothing to find, there is little we can do with it. Maybe at some point these matters will move on to another conspiracy, dot, dot, dot. The 900 pages of grant material, I think, is the stuff we've been processing through with our lawyers. It includes a full proposal for our grant in China, reports, etc. It's extremely upsetting that there will now be dragged through the mud. But the truth is, there's nothing unusual or embarrassing in there. Everything is completely normal and above board, and both were highly scored by reviewers. Well, if that's the case, then why are you trying to hide everything on your Gmail accounts? Peter, have a stiff drink before you read, but do not worry. This is the new normal, and there will be no there there, dot, dot, dot. We'll make sure we cover it all up. And then it goes into all the stuff they're hiding about the funding of the EcoHealth Alliance, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the creation of coronaviruses, gain-of-function research, you know, all the things that they've been lying about. All the things that they've been lying about all these years. All these years that they've been lying about. And you know what? I mean, if you understand that these people could go to jail for all of this, then you understand why they'd want to do this. You'd want to understand why they'd want to do this. Do you remember Fauci and Senator Rand Paul's exchange regarding COVID and research in China and all the lies that were told back then by Fauci? You remember this? And this is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. We'd love to have you get a beautiful, beautiful smile from our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria. Great guy, great friend, and the master of dental implants. People need to go to jail for this. They lied to Congress. They lied to the American people. I mean, this is just amazing. But think back to this exchange here.
Knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function. So what was? Let me finish.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans.
Right.
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
Snap.
Okay, you get
NIH,
one person.
Let's read from the NIH definition of gain of function. This is your definition that you guys wrote. It says that scientific research that increases the transmissibility among mammals is gain of function. They took animal viruses that only occur in animals, and they increased their transmissibility to humans. How you can say that is not gain of function?
It is not.
It's a dance, and you're dancing around this because you're trying to obscure responsibility for 4 million people dying around the world from a pandemic.
And let's send Dr. Fauci.
I have to, well, now you're getting into something. If the point that you are making is that the grant that was funded as a sub-award from EcoHealth to Wuhan created SARS-CoV-2. That's where you are getting. Let me finish.
We don't know.
Well,
we don't
wait
know
a minute.
If it did
I
come
can,
from the lab, but all the evidence is pointing that it came from the lab.
You,
and there will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself.
I hope so. I hope so. Don't you hope? I hope. I hope you hope. We all hope. We all hope these people will be held accountable. But the lies, huh? Dr. Morin's potentially intentionally deleted official records. Evidence in possession of the select subcommittee suggests that Dr. Morin's, on numerous occasions, knowingly and willingly attempted to actually delete official records. Knowingly and willingly to delete official records. Isn't that something? Huh? Huh? Isn't that something? Dr. Morin's routinely expressed to others, especially Dr. Daszak, he would delete any official records that may be sensitive, meaning harmful, to EcoHealth Alliance. And then he affirmatively stated that he did, in fact, delete records. Oops, I hit delete. There I did it again. I deleted the email, but I now learn that every email I ever got since 1998 is captured and will be turned over, whether or not I instantly deleted it. Gmail, phone, text, I need to scrupulously rely on these exclusively. Scrupulously, exclusively. You know, not for nothing. I don't want to have these things come out. We're all smart enough to know to never have smoking guns. And if we did, we wouldn't put them in emails. And if we found them, we'd delete them. Think about that. They actually wrote that in one of the emails. We are all smart enough to know to never have smoking guns. And if we did, we wouldn't put them in emails. And if we found them, we'd delete them. Probably via a FOIA of someone who didn't hit delete, as I did, delete all the emails when the S started hitting the fan. Forgot to use your personal emails, and now the S is hitting the fan, and now we got to turn all this stuff over. Mine was erased long ago. I verified that today, and I feel pretty sure Tony's was too. The best way to avoid FOIA hassles, delete all emails when you learn a subject is getting sensitive. In any case, there's nothing here except opportunities to hassle, harass, and huff and puff and whatnot. I added the whatnot part, but you know what I mean. So these people lied, and they were trying to cover for EcoHealth Alliance because EcoHealth Alliance was funding gain-of-function research in the lab. So they lied, and they lied, and they destroyed evidence, and they lied. And how is this not criminal? Can you explain to me how these people are not going to prison for doing all this? I mean, you talk about – it's funny because the concept of – official proceeding, right? To delay an official proceeding, which is what they charged Trump with January 6th, or a lot of these the people regarding January 6th, is from the Sarbanes-Oxley reform after the whole Enron scandal, right? So they said you can't destroy documents because that would be delaying an official government proceeding. So they tried to argue that January 6th was that, and so they charged these people. These people were literally destroying documents. How are these people not getting charged with delaying an official proceeding? This is the government here, the United States of America, and they're delaying, they're destroying documents to cover their tracks. And then they're lying to Congress about it. Here's a little more of Paul and Fauci.
This committee will allow the witness to respond.
I totally resent the lie that you are now propagating, Senator, because if you look at the viruses that were used in the experiments that were given in the annual reports that were published in the literature, it is molecularly impossible.
No one's saying those viruses caused it.
It is molecularly.
Those viruses caused the pandemic. What we're alleging is the gain of function research was going on in that lab and NIH funded it.
That
you
is
can't
not.
Get away from it. It meets your definition and you are obfuscating the truth.
I'm not obfuscating the truth. You are the one.
See, this is the thing. And this is the key part of this. The what they're trying to say here is you can't prove that we created COVID-19, and that's true. Can't prove that, but we know you were doing gain of function research. So we can't prove that you didn't. But it's like what these people said in the early part of 2020 when they came out and said, "We can prove it didn't come from a lab." Oh, really? Yeah. How? Well, because we know it didn't come from a lab. Well, it came from a wet market with an undercooked bat burger with a side of penguin fries and a raccoon dog aioli. You can prove that? No, but we know it did. Well, how can you prove that? We don't have to. We just told you. So then you can prove it didn't come from a lab? It's what I just said. But how do you prove it came from the wet market? Because I just said it. That's how. I just told you that. You still nod. You know, I tell you all the time to avoid eating undercooked bat burgers, but when it comes to steak, I'm an aficionado, and I like mine charred on the outside, medium rare on the inside. Pittsburgh style, medium rare, mwah, delish. And what you want to do is reach out to Omaha Steaks today, especially if you've got a dad in your life, or a brother in your life, or an uncle, husband, whoever, because Father's Day is coming up. And guess what? Omaha Steaks makes it easy for you to save big when you use my name, Zeoli, Z-E-O-L-I, at checkout. You can save big. Use it at checkout for an additional discount when you shop gourmet gift packages for Father's Day. You pick from premium meats like juicy pork chops, air-chilled chicken, beefy burgers, delicious steaks. Some of the best steaks you'll ever find in your life. Way better than those low-energy grocery store steaks because every Omaha Steaks steak is aged for a minimum of 28 days. And I'll tell you what dads want, and I know this because I'm a dad. I have three beautiful children, as you know. Patrick, Claire and Reagan. And I know that I don't want a tie. I don't want a golf shirt. I don't want anything that is, I want steak. I want delicious food. Your dad wants the same thing. Your husband wants the same thing. So does your grandpa, your godfather, whoever. All right? This Father's Day, show them the love with Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com and use keyword Zeoli at checkout for exclusive savings on gift packages starting at just $89. He's guaranteed to love it. Make this day unforgettable. omahasteaks.com, keyword Zeoli, and make dad happy because nobody ever returns steak.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Zeoli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion. That's right. One of the actual biggest accomplishments of this moronic president, according to White House Fembot Karine Jean-Pierre. And as the world burns, Tony Blinken brags about the fact that he appointed the first chief diversity officer. Well, thank goodness. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. Our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD 855-839-1210 and on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Let's see. You know, as part of what Biden said yesterday with creepy stuff regarding the sisters, and I got a lot to think about that. The whole Biden sister creepiness, which got a lot of play, by the way. Biden's sister wives. But before I get to that, let me just share with you a little bit of this clip here. This is Karine Jean-Pierre. DEI is one of our biggest priorities. We're so proud of the fact that we've made this. We got Blinken first. Okay, that's fine. Here's Secretary of State Tony Blinken.
It's imperative, in my judgment, that we continue to build a department that fully reflects our diversity. It is our strength around the world, and we've been working to do that. As you know, very early in my tenure, I appointed the first Chief Diversity Inclusion Officer for the department. We now have the second one who's taken over, Zakiya Carr Johnson, who's hit the ground running. Our first Chief Diversity Inclusion Officer, and that office produced the DEI strategic plan very early on with input from employees all over the world.
That's good. Thank goodness. Because that's what we all needed. We needed that more than anything. Am I right? And here's the Fembot bragging about the priority of this administration. Not securing the border. Not that. But this.
As you know, one of the biggest
priority of the president is nominating and confirming extraordinarily qualified men and women who are dedicated to our Constitution and who represent the diversity of America. Thanks to his hard work and our partnership with the Senate, we are at 200 judicial confirmation, which is monumental news for the rule of law and the American people. These highly qualified individuals have diverse professional backgrounds. They are labor lawyers, civil rights lawyers, public defendants, served in the U.S. military, and much more. Over 60% of our nominees are women, and over 60% are people of color. They include Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, the first black woman to serve on the Supreme Court. We've confirmed more Hispanic judges to circuit courts than any previous administration. We've confirmed more black women to circuit courts than all previous presidents combined. And let's remember, these judges will rule on issues critical to fundamental freedoms, reproductive health care.
That's abortion. Reproductive health care, just so you know. So in other words, what she says, we've appointed a bunch of crazy lefties, but they meet all the diversity checkboxes. But at the heart of it, most importantly, they're all crazy freaking lefties. All right?
To cast ballots, whether workers have the freedom to unionize, whether children have the freedom to breathe clean air and drink clean water. And while these milestones is great news, we know there is much more work to be done.
Yeah, you know, it's great to have a bunch of diverse lefties, but they're not that diverse because they all think the same way, which is that they want to use the courts to achieve the kind of lefty madness that they can't get through Congress. That's the bottom line. That's what they want. Meanwhile, the border, which is not a priority for this president, one local resident along the southwest border said these are military-age males flooding in from countries like China, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and others.
And then take a look at this. We met up with a local resident out here, Corey Gautreau. He's former U.S. military. He goes out and he collects all of these discarded passports and ID cards from these illegal immigrants from all around the world as they cross here in the Hakumba area. He's got an entire room full of them. You'll see passports, IDs from China, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, many others. You'll notice many of them are burned or shredded or destroyed in some way as these illegal aliens try to destroy some of these documents as soon as they arrive here in the United States, trying to hide who they are and where they've been. And Gautreau says that is a security concern.
They're just dropping this stuff on the ground to come here and assume a new identity. So that's a little bit scary. From with my military background and seeing the people that are coming across, that male, these are all military age males. People keep saying that. I've got the proof right here.
And then take a look at this.
Oh, sorry. There's a little more to that. Go ahead.
Up with the local.
That's okay. There's another one. Masses of men from around the world pouring into the southern border along the San Diego sector, including many special interest countries with national security concerns.
For the first time since the 1990s, Border Patrol San Diego sector is now seeing the most illegal crossings of anywhere on the southern border. And we were out here during the overnight hours as masses of men from around the world came through here. Take a look at this video. This was 2 a.m. right where I'm standing, right here in Hakumba, California, about an hour east of downtown San Diego, as we watch men from the Middle East and Asia pouring in here very nonchalantly as they cross illegally. Several of them are what are known as special interest aliens. That means they are coming in from countries with potential national security concerns, and they should be subject to additional DHS vetting. We talked to these guys. There was not a single one of them from Mexico. Take a listen to this. Where are you guys from? What country?
Pakistan.
Pakistan.
India.
India.
Where are you from? Turkey.
Turkey?
Yeah.
Turkey. Okay.
India.
India. Where are you guys from?
Turkey.
Turkey. Turkey. Where are you guys from?
China.
Ecuador. Ecuador? Where are you guys from?
India.
India.
India. Sagar Baba.
India.
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 India. India. It goes on and on and on. I mean, you get the point, right? But, yeah, it's just, listen. What are you going to do? Now, Biden's comments, by the way, about sister wives, which is still the creepiest thing I've heard in a very, very long time. I'll play it again for you in case you forgot.
And by the way,
I say to every young man thinking of getting married, marrying a family of five or more daughters. I did. My wife's the oldest of five sisters. You know why? One of them will always love you. Not the same one. One of them has always been on your side.
That's right.
That's the biggest advantage of marrying into five daughters.
That's right. That's right. That's right. One of them. Yeah, somebody who's... am I right? Yeah. The White House had to clean up Biden's NAACP speech nine times, despite him using a teleprompter. Nine times.
When I was vice president, things were kind of bad during the pandemic. I'm humbled to receive...
They changed that to recession in the transcript.
...organization. It truly inspires me. Saving millions of families, $800,000 in premium, $8,000 a year in premium.
$800.
Cracking down on corporate landlords who keep rents down. The mortality rate for black moms who have nearly three times more likely to die. He calls the erectionists who stormed Capitol Hill.
That
Patriots.
One is self-explanatory.
Donald Trump has said if he loses again in November, there will be, quote, bloodshed. The NAACP spirit endures.
So, the erectionist one you got, that one they all went, well, I guess we got to, you know.
I was vice president.
Yeah, that's, you know, I mean, what are you going to do? Like, what are you going to do, right? My buddy Jimmy Fallon has a new song out. I'm going to share it with you. Biden Lies. This is very, very good. This came out right before the White House made nine corrections to his commencement address. This is from at Jimmy Fallon, Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Fallon. Take a listen.
I got my education for real in the black church.
I got raised in the black church.
I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community.
I had a close relationship with the Greek community.
I am Joe Bidenopoulos.
Y'all think I'm kidding.
White House girls send Biden to bed early.
I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
Because he's really old and he's senile.
I taught at the University of Pennsylvania for 4 years.
He makes up so much crap, the country's worried.
Okay, you're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
He's lying like it's going out of style.
I have a great honor of being arrested on the streets of Soweto.
You can't hide Joe Biden's lie.
I am a hard coal miner.
For a while, they made Saki try.
I used to drive a tractor trailer.
But by now,
and I used to teach the Second Amendment in law school.
There ain't no way to hide Joe Biden's lies.
You have my word. I give you my word.
I give you my word.
I guarantee you, give you my word as a Biden.
I 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 give you my word as a Biden.
That's just a bunch of lies.
Tune in Saturday night to Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Fallon. All right, we'll be right back in our fourth and final hour. Don't go away.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, before we get out of here tonight, and I turn it over to the great one, Mark Levin, and give myself NyQuil. Remember Louis Black, the comedian, had a great joke about NyQuil. He said, NyQuil comes in two colors, green and red. And they're the only two things that taste like green and red. Very funny, but it does work for a cold because it just knocks you out, you know? Anyway, I wanted to share this with you. This is, well, first of all, Johnny, I meant to get to this hours ago and I just forgot. Two things I wanted to get to. Johnny said I should do a personal advice segment on the show. He says, Rich, I think you need a personal advice segment on the show. I'll go first. I'm convinced my wife's youngest sister is seeing her husband behind my back. You can imagine the sense of betrayal. Should I confront them or just move on to another sister? And again, you know, this is a personal decision for you. This is the thing about when you marry a girl with a lot of sisters. And, you know, this is where it gets, you know, there's the fun times and then there's the awkward times, you know.
And by the way, I say to every young man thinking of getting married, marrying a family of five or more daughters. I did. My wife's the oldest of five sisters. You know why? One of them will always love you. Not the same one. One of them has always been on your side. That's the biggest advantage of marrying into five daughters.
I'm just saying. You know what I mean? You know, just saying. But I mean, we'll give Biden credit with this. at least they're all related, so you only get one mother-in-law. I mean, right? I mean, the typical problem with most polygamous relationships is that you have multiple wives, you have multiple mother-in-laws, mothers-in-law. But if you marry a girl with a bunch of sisters, there's only one mother-in-law. Hello, people. Do I have to do this for you all day? Huh? Come on. Look at the upside. One mother-in-law, but five hot sisters. Am I right? Huh? Creepy, man. Friggin' creepy. The greater Chris said he's going to get a typewriter from now on because of this. So this is a new feature with artificial intelligence. And Windows PCs will have a photographic memory feature on them. This is just friggin' creepy. This is Satya Nadella. And they'll remember and understand everything you do on your computer by taking constant screenshots. Well, that'll be fun when you're looking at pictures of multiple wives, huh? Huh?
How do we introduce memory, right? Photographic memory into what you do on the PC. And now we have it. So it's called recall. It's not keyword search, right? It's semantic search over all your history. And it's not just about any document. We can recreate moments from the past, essentially.
Here's how it works. Windows constantly takes screenshots of what's on your screen.
Oh, great.
Then uses a generative AI model right on the device, along with the NPU, to process all that data and make it search. Even photos. I got to try it out. I searched
brown leather bag. It came up in visual search. There's no place on this page that it says brown leather bag. It just knows because it sees this brown leather bag. There could be this reaction from some people that this is pretty creepy. Microsoft is taking screenshots of everything I do.
Yeah, I mean, that's why that it can only do it on the edge, right? So this is like, you know, you have to put two things together. This is my computer. This is my recall. And it's all being done locally.
What could possibly go wrong? What could possibly, why would anybody want? See, now, Hunter may not like this. He sent the wrong text to the wrong Zhao. That's what he said in his lie to Congress. Neither of these accounts were under Hunter's control, and I'd never pick up the phone and call anybody for a visa. Those were all a bunch of Hunter Biden lies. That laptop, boy, I tell you what, if that laptop could talk and have photographic memory, we're going to have some real fun. Am I right? We're going to have some real fun. I've told you many times why the swamp is so afraid of Donald Trump. And I played this clip earlier in the show today, but former FBI slimeball and current MSNBC media slimeball James Comey says Trump is coming for the FBI and the DOJ. He's coming for them. This is what he said.
Think about a second Trump administration. What do you think the implications would be for the FBI?
Oh, serious, for the Justice Department and the FBI, because Trump is coming for those institutions. He knows their power, and I think he has regrets that he didn't work hard enough to corrupt them last time. So he's coming for them, and that's a danger for all Americans.
Dude, they are already corrupted. You corrupted them. You helped corrupt them. Remember when you covered up for Hillary Clinton, when you covered up for her, and you said that no reasonable prosecutor, you made that determination? When you had your FBI, when you were the director with fake phony Russia collusion. How this guy is not in prison is beyond me. And then we know now yesterday the FBI was authorized to use deadly force at Mar-a-Lago to the former president's home, surrounded by Secret Service agents. Are you kidding me? He's not going there coming for the FBI and the DOJ. He wants to reform these institutions. And in my opinion, he's not even going far enough. He shouldn't give you a shiny new building until it's reformed. If anything, cut it down. If anything, get rid of it. Turn. You got 12 other agencies that have federal law enforcement powers. The corruption at the top, I think, is too much to root out. I really believe that. Sometimes it's just, you know, you cut off a head and another head comes up. It's like Hydra with Captain America. So SHIELD, Hydra, it's all got to go. It's all corrupted. That's what Cap says at the end of Captain America, the Winter Soldier, one of the greatest movies ever about the power of big totalitarian government using national security to try to keep us safe, but actually destroy our civil liberties. It really is. I think it's one of the greatest. Captain America, the Winter Soldier, The Dark Knight, and Batman Begins are the top three in my book of comic book superhero movies. No question about it. But anyway, the realism of those movies is great. But that's what he says. And he says it. You know, S.H.I.E.L.D., which is the big government agency in the Marvel universe, it's there to protect us. Hydra, which are the bad guys, you know, that infiltrated the system. It all goes. And I think it's got to be the same way. I'm sorry, but it does. You can't, the corruption, the rot is too high. It's too high up. Let's keep going with this hack.
Put people in positions in those organizations. He didn't have all stars the last time. He'll have the bottom of the barrel this time. But people who will want to do his will, and that should worry every American. This election matters because of a reason like that. People have to participate. You cannot sit on the sideline. I don't care how you feel about Joe Biden. You must vote for him because the consequences on the other side are too severe.
The consequences meaning we might actually rein in the deep state. The deep state might actually be reined in. Imagine that. Imagine if a deep state is actually reined in. Could you imagine? These people are terrified of what happens if Trump gets back in there. And they should be, because bureaucrats need to be held accountable. These people need to be held accountable. And people need to go to jail. Have a great rest of your night tonight. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I appreciate it. The great one, Mark Levin, is up next. Keep the conversation going on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. And remember, June 21st, live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Make your reservations now before they're all sold out. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. See you tomorrow. Thank you.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.